Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to today's episode of Level Up. Today I have the honor of getting to sit and talk with Layla Shabir, the president and founder of Girls Make Games. Girls Make Games is an amazing three-week summer camp program that actually takes girls from the very beginning concepts of video game development all the way through to actually producing their own game prototype. And some lucky girls actually get to go on and actually ship a game on platforms, including Xbox One. Today's program will talk about where Girls Make Games came from and how the program works. Hope you enjoy it and make sure to go check it out. We're here today with Layla Shabir, who is the founder and director of Girls Make Games. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Layla, for having me.
So tell the audience a little bit about how you got into the game industry and what your background is.
My background has nothing to do with games. I actually went to college to become an economist, actually an economics professor, because I wanted to go teach that. I think I kind of edged towards the games industry when I met my husband, who at that time was a semi-professional Halo player. And to me, that struck as weird because here's this guy playing games for a living, and he actually makes enough money to pay rent. And to me, I was just, it was just like mind blown because, you know, your job's supposed to not be fun.
So jobs can totally be fun.
Yeah, I saw that. And so we kind of started having these conversations around, you know, how do you make something that's not fun, fun again? Like, you're spending all this time learning, especially for young kids at school. You're spending, you know, 80% of your time just studying, and it's not fun at all. Like, you know, I think education right now is in such an inaccessible form. And so we started framing our questions around that. Like, how do you make it more accessible? How do you make it more passive? How do you make it more entertaining? And we wanted to marry learning with entertainment. And so that's where our educational game studio idea came from. And that's not how Girls Make Games was formed at all. So while we were working on that, we started recruiting. And I come from, again, academia. It's not as bad as it's in the tech industry.
Yeah.
So when I started recruiting and we put up ads for jobs, it was pretty much all 20-year-old boys fresh out of college applying for, oh my god, dreams. You know, my games are my dream world and I would love to do this for free for you. And I was like, this is great. They have so much passion, but it's all boys. Where are the girls? Do girls not play games? Do they not like games? And often the answer around that was, yeah, it seems like girls don't like games. I didn't really believe that because how can it be that, you know, a whole 50% of a gender does not like something as creative and as beautiful as video games?
And now we have the data that shows that actually women play games just as much,
exactly,
if not more so than men. So.
If not more, exactly. Yeah. And so we started, again, talking about doing an experiment, and that's what Girls Make Games was. We wanted to do one summer camp, bring in a bunch of girls and see how they play, what they play, whether they like games or games make them throw up, you know? And it turns out they love, absolutely love games, and they're just as passionate about games as boys. So that's a long backstory for Girls Make Games.
Well, how cool. And so it started as the one camp, and what is the program today?
Today we're looking at 35 cities across the world, 20 in the US and 15 everywhere else.
Very cool. That's amazing growth. And just how many years have you guys been doing this now?
It's going to be 3 years coming up in April.
Okay. Congrats. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing growth.
Yeah, so. No, it's been exponential. We barely sleep now. But it's good. We love doing this.
Yeah. Very cool. So what have been some of the biggest like takeaways from running this kind of camp and having these girls in this type of environment?
I think the first year was just, whoa, there are so many girls that love games. And then as we started looking deeper and deeper into the data that we got, we started understanding the biases around why girls don't play games as they get older and why girls don't go into the industry. I think that was a more important question that we didn't answer before. So that's been a really big eye-opener for me. I think I constantly look back on my own upbringing. I grew up in the Middle East, and for me, between the ages of 11, 12, 13, I started to feel like my world was shrinking in a way, because I was constantly being told, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And while that's not true a lot in the West, it's still true in perceptions. You know, girls will look at what they see around them. It's not, you know, when you're 10, 8, 9, 10, you're still very imaginative. You can be a princess or an astronaut or, you know, a fireman. But when you're 11, 12, 13, you want to be what your mom is, or, you know, what you see on TV, what your favorite actress is doing, or what your best friend's doing. You're not really as open-minded. So I think the goal of Girls Make Games started shifting from just teaching girls how to make games to teaching girls how to be more open-minded and more creative and kind of just bringing back some of that imagination and confidence.
Very cool. So it's not only about just getting them into the game industry, but having them understand that the entire STEM technology
exactly.
field is really something that would be accessible
exactly.
to them.
Exactly. It's just the games are a hook because these girls are already so into their 3DSs. Yeah. Once we have them in, it's everything. We introduce VR, we introduce hackable devices. Last year they made, they coded a Pebble watch. So we do a lot of cool different things. It's not just games, but it's the easiest way to get them in because games are fun.
Very cool. Yeah. So what's one of the biggest like takeaways for you that's been like really different than kind of what you thought it would be?
I think I'm just so excited for where the industry is headed. So I think that's the biggest takeaway for me has been, as you start seeing some of the Girls Make Games graduates start entering the industry, the games they are going to get in the next 10, 15, 20 years are just going to blow your minds away. Like that's something to watch out for. So that's a big takeaway for me is we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. I know, I really enjoyed meeting some of the girls who developed the whole story, and we got to have them here on campus with us last year showcasing their game, and to get to talk with them, and you could see them, you know, as they had players come up and playing their game and thinking about, oh man, I actually need to go change that. And, you know, they were just learning so much of that process, and it was so cool to get to see these girls going through that process and that development cycle. And that's one of the things that really led me to love your program and to want to get to be more involved with you guys is the fact that you guys take girls from having zero knowledge about the space to really helping them be able to actually make something and ship a video game, which I think is very rare, especially in a three-week summer camp type of experience.
So. Yeah, I think when we first started, we expected them, we had a curriculum set up, and we thought they would go through this in 3 weeks, but then as they came in, I think they finished the 3-week curriculum in the first 4 days or something.
Wow.
So we were just like, oh my God, these girls are hungry for knowledge and they're so smart and so fast. So yeah, 3 weeks is actually really long. They go through transformations. Like they come in as like little, what are those baby butterflies called? Larvae. And by the end, they're like butterflies flying around and they have their own colors and they're like new people, so.
That's so cool. So can you share a little bit about some of the different things that you guys talk about during the Girls Make Games Summer Camp program?
Sure. So there's basically four aspects that we focus on. I think the first one is research, which is, you know, you try to get to know different kinds of medium that games are played on, different types of games that exist, and also, you know, terms like player and user and all of that. The second one is programming, which is really, really important. So we immediately, as they come in, we introduce, you know, what is programming? What is logic? Basically the fundamentals and get the jargon out. Then there's game design, which they really, really, really love. And a lot of them come in with, you know, a true passion for reading and writing. And those girls really excel at camp because they can express themselves in that form. And finally, we also teach them about publishing and showing and pitching. Because I think one of the things as kids are becoming more and more digital is they're losing a sense of what does it mean to talk to people? What does it mean to be a public, not necessarily public speaker, but just to be able to express yourself verbally? So that's a big component towards like the third week. We teach them how to go out and talk about your game and how to relate to people and things like that. So it's not just on the computer.
And towards the end of the program, the girls actually have to develop a pitch to actually pitch their game and show it, right? And so what can you tell the audience what actually happens for the girls that actually have the top pitches around the world?
You know, we actually have them go home and watch Shark Tank, which I think is a really great show. And that teaches them so much about keeping, you know, your pitch concise, saying the right things and, you know, showing your passion, which they do have but are nervous to show on stage. And, you know, they have a presentation, PowerPoint, all of that. But I think my favorite part, I think, Katie, you were there at Demo Day last year, right, where they have to showcase and then take tough questions from judges. That's the other thing where, you know, people are going to ask you why you did this and you need to be able to defend your, you know, your motivations. So at 10, 11, 12, that's a really important skill to learn early stage.
Yeah, I know that's actually when I was researching your program initially when I had heard about it, finding the video of the girls who developed the whole story on stage pitching the game, that is what completely sold me on the program. These were 10 and 11 and 12 year old girls who were standing on stage, so clearly understood their game design, like what the
mechanics,
user journey was
going
to be. I mean, I was just completely blown away that honestly a 10 year old could be there, and especially could be there after a 3-week segment, right?
Yeah.
And then to have that confidence too, to stand on stage, like I just was completely in love and hooked on the program from that point on, basically.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and getting to be a part of Demo Day last year was amazing, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So. You asked good questions.
It's fun. So once the girls actually, the winner that comes out of Demo Day, basically they get to go on and be kickstarted, so that's really exciting. So once that game gets kickstarted and is then going to get to actually be made and actually come to the platforms, what does that next segment look like for the girls?
That's a lot of, you know, they're back
in
school.
You're not in summer camp anymore.
They're not in camp anymore. Their priorities change because they're back in school. They have a ton of homework. So the producer, honestly, is like the most important person on that team at that point. So they're scheduling meetings with the girls, the artists, the programmers, everyone. So we hire professional programmers and artists. Unfortunately, we're not at a point where we can have the girls themselves code the game because a lot of them are just doing visual programming and the game's made in Unity. They do stay a step of, you know, every step of the way, and they see what's happening, they understand what's going on. They have full authority over design, over the script, over, you know, art direction. But it takes somewhere between 4 to 6 months to get something ready, and then it's all testing, testing, testing. Like this year's winner, this past year's summer's winner is gonna come out July this year, so.
Very cool.
Very, very close.
Interfactorum, right?
Yeah, Interfactorum.
Very cool. Can't wait to see it. So. Cool, so what is, when you think of, you know, the program and what these girls get that they haven't gotten elsewhere, how is Girls Make Games helping to provide something for these girls that just wasn't available before?
This is a repeated theme that we get from parents. You know, I was so shocked, like at the end of the first camp, it was such an emotional journey for so many of us. We were all sitting there bawling on like the final day. Parents, girls, and me.
Yeah.
We were all just like hugging and crying and everyone. So that thing does not exist. Like a lot of girls don't have female friends who play games with them. So for these girls to find other girls like themselves, you know, I've heard this phrase in different ways. Like a parent will come tell me, my daughter came home and said, "Mommy, I found my people." You know, that's really what it is. It's giving them their people so they don't feel like the odd ones out. I think that's so important growing up, that kind of, you know, I'm normal, you know. So that's really, to me, the biggest thing that the girls get from camp.
Very cool. Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and we're here at GDC right after the IGF Awards with the parents of some of the girls who just won the first ever ID8 Xbox Rising Star Award for their participation development of the whole story and Girls Make Games. So how does it feel to have your daughters on stage tonight at this just huge event and winning an award when it all started with summer camp 2 years ago, you know, one summer camp? How does that feel?
Well, I can speak for myself. Incredible. It's been 2 years, and to see her grow and blossom, to see my child just sort of explode with confidence and things like that, it really was amazing. When you think as a parent, how's your child going to be, especially as they approach high school, and they're in middle school when they did this.
Right.
So now they are much further, and it's gone much further than I think any of us have imagined. So I'm extremely proud.
Very cool.
And
well, I know that for me, the amazing thing that I saw with this was that the people, the developers and stuff of this generation are passing the torch on to the next generation. Their enthusiasm, all the judges, all of the people like Layla, the people that were working on this, they were taking the things that they learned and they imparted that on to the next generation of kids. And they picked up on that. And I think the most amazing thing Layla was mentioning was when they went from just thinking that they couldn't play games, they couldn't design games, and then they realized that they could during this program. And that really opened up their minds and they got super excited. So I think that was the thing that it allowed them to think about new things, to think out of the box. So as a parent, that's like the dream, to think that they could go beyond us, right? And as developers and as, you know, so for me, it was just amazing to see how they went from just like thinking that they just played games to actually building the games. It really empowered them. So I think that's the legacy of this whole thing, is just empowering our kids to do the things that they didn't think they could do before.
And their imagination, to watch their imagination grow from one simple story and then a change in a story and then an idea of how that story looks than how it's going to feel, than how it's going to sound, and how people are going to react to it. Yeah. All of the different aspects that we didn't, I didn't know, you probably knew more, no. I didn't realize was in a game and in that situation. And it hit so many different facets that you don't really imagine until you're actually in it. So right. That's what I don't know if you want me to.
No, very, very cool. So I think, so just one last question for you guys. Like, what is, if you had to pick like one trait that you've just seen with your daughters out of this program, and like, what has it been? Like, what is the greatest gift you think it's given to them?
I think it's given them self-confidence, whether they make games or not. It's given them the self-confidence to go out there. Just the whole process of building the game and then having to pitch it to these people, to the judges, it was like a great exercise of self-confidence. So now whatever they go out and do, they can carry that experience forward. So I think for me, the fact that they gain the self-confidence to do that.
Self-confidence is one, but also the ability to start working with others. Working with the other group of kids that were there, working with the adults that were there, teaching them. I think that what happened is not only did they learn how to develop, use their imagination, build confidence, but also the interaction, the ideas that started bouncing from person to person to actually generate this is something, and then using it. I mean, it's one thing to do it with your friends someplace that nobody uses. Now to take that and literally to put that up on a screen and be able to play it is like dream come true.
Right.
Almost like creating a statue that comes to life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. And it's actually, collaboration is such a huge part of game development, and to see that level of collaboration with young people at this age, you know, being able to work together. Not every team, you know, develops right. that sense of oneness and that that spirit and that force. And so right. I just want to congratulate you, because obviously U of L does an amazing job as parents to create the young people that were able to deliver this. So thank you so much for being a part of the program. We wish you tremendous success and just recognition of the fact that you guys have done a fantastic job getting your kids to be where they are today. And we so look forward to seeing their future development on Xbox One and Windows 10.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we didn't expect this program started from a little summer camp.
Yeah.
something very small, very usual for kids, but it eventually grows up and reach this steps.
Yes.
And
yeah.
This is actually a very good procedure for kids to grow up. They can start everything big. Start from something small.
It's that little seed that got planted. Right. Exactly. Layla and Girls Make Games is fantastic at planting that seed. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest
of
the show.
Thank you.
I'm here at the end of the IGF Awards with Girls Make Games and the Negatives, who are just about to release the whole story onto Xbox One and just received the first ever ID at Xbox Rising Star Awards. Congratulations. Great job, you guys. So what's it like? What's it like being on stage? And you guys just got to meet Notch. You guys just met Tim Schafer. Like, what has it been like tonight?
Tonight has been really crazy, and there's a lot of people, as previously stated. And I didn't really know what this was going to be like. I guess I kind of underprepare myself most of the time. So this was really wild, and it was, like, crazy, and, like, people knew who we were, and people came up to us and talked to us, and that was really crazy.
It's been really crazy, and I just want to say thank you so much for like allowing us to do this.
Our honor.
It's just been like one of the best nights of my life.
Camera.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you guys for letting us have this opportunity to have this opportunity, and it's been really fun tonight. And yeah,
I thought this experience was pretty cool, meeting all a bunch of people, and yeah.
Just being up on stage and seeing how many people were there supporting us, that was incredible. I mean, like, I knew there were people, but actually seeing them and seeing how many of them, that was really something. And especially afterwards, people were coming up to us, talking to us, congratulating us, and just the amount of support and love was just, it was really overwhelming, and I'm really happy to be here.
Backstage, people were crying, actually watching you guys get your awards, and they were actually, I don't know if you guys saw it, because we were all doing hugs, but there was a standing ovation for you guys, so.
It's really intense. I didn't realize the impact that we had, but it's, like, wow. I don't have words.
I'm just glad that people support us so much, and that we had so much fun here and making the game and everything.
and we've really grown to be such amazing friends, and just being here is awesome.
And you guys started this project 2 years ago. So, I mean, this has just have been an amazing journey. And we are so proud at ID and Xbox to have you guys making this content. What do you think being here tonight, seeing other, creators get the awards, seeing other people go through this process and that you guys were on that same stage with them, what does that mean to you guys?
It's just been really inspiring and really crazy and just super overwhelming. Like, I just can't even handle all the inspiration, and like, it's just been super fun.
It's insane because it like breaks all the rules. There's no limits anymore because anyone can do this. If a 12-year-old on a team can help design something that stands on the same platform as the guy who's receiving a Game of the Year award, it's amazing, really.
Very cool. And so what do you guys want to say to other girls out there that are thinking about making games?
To anyone, really, you can do it. We need more females and non-binary and everybody else in the industry because there's not enough, and we need to make sure that we've got strong female characters, not just, wow, she's got a really great, like, superpower, you know, like, oh dang, her smash move is the best. No, we need people with, like, backstories, and, like, we need to stop sexualizing women because it's dumb and everyone is over it.
It needs to stop.
So we need strong characters.
You guys inspire all of us, seriously.
And also, on a more personal note, or like a more basic note, it's just really, just do it because it's fun. You get to try something new, and it's just going to be a good experience. Even if you end up saying, maybe this isn't what I'm going to do, you're going to learn from it, and you're going to learn a whole lot, and you're going to meet great people, and you're just going to have a blast of a time. So just do it and try it out and see how it feels.
We need more real people. We need more people that represent what these games mean to everyone and everyone who plays. We need a representation of everyone, so more girls, please.
That's honestly one of my things that I love most about ID at Xbox is it really does bring new voices to the platform, right? And it brings the opportunity for everyone to play the games too, right? Like, we all want to play this content, and that's what I think is so powerful, is that look at how many people you guys are connecting around the world to the game that you made. Not just the success that you guys have contributed in your own personal development, but look at the voice and the narrative that you guys have brought to other people and the hope that you guys are inspiring. So I just want to say congratulations. It is completely an honor to have met each of you and to get to know you guys. And I'm so incredibly proud of you. And I so look forward to seeing the next game that you guys release with us on Xbox One.
Thank you. Congratulations.
So, Layla, I just want to thank you so much for being here and sharing the story about Girls Make Games.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate your support.
And thanks so much just for everything that you do to actually get more women into the game industry. So, and just making the world a better place. We super appreciate it. And it's a complete honor for ID at Xbox to get to be a sponsor for you.
Thank you.
So.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think summer camp registration is about to open.
Yeah. So our summer 2016, we're taking registrations right now. If you go to our website, girlsmakegames.com, you should be able to sign up for about 19 cities right now.
And more coming, right?
More coming, yes.
Yeah, so, and please do, if you guys haven't been to the website, please check out their program, and especially you have to go watch the girls pitching their games from Demo Day, because it's just such an inspiring video to see the girls pitching their games. So thanks a lot, hope you enjoyed the show.